guys, you're listening to Dying Scene Radio, the home of modern punk and hardcore. I'm Gavin McInnes, and I've got a surprise coming up. Stay tuned.
Dying Scene Radio.
And here we go. It's the Dying Scene Radio Show. What's up, everybody? I am Bob Noxious, hanging out.
Hey, how you doing there, Bob? How's it going over there? Where are you at? You have a blue room.
Hey, Bobby Pickles. I'm here in my studio here in Tampa, Florida, just hanging out. You're just got a different angle. It looks better blue, huh?
Yeah, you're always trying different stuff out.
I'm always trying different things out, and it's all the same. It's all just a bunch more extra work. But, hey, we're back after a three-week hiatus, man. And, you know, I miss not doing the show, but sometimes, you know, things come up, and you know, we make up for it on the back end because this week we have a fantastic interview with Gavin McInnes. Bobby, who the fuck is Gavin McInnes?
Now, Bob, you mentioned that Gavin is not on your radar whatsoever. I'm glad that I had a chance to put Gavin on your radar, and I'm glad that I'll have a chance this week to put him on everybody's radars. The great Gavin McInnes, he is one of the co-founders of Vice. I wish we had a chance to ask him more questions, Bob. It was so engaging, the information that we were discussing, I felt, and I just wish we had more time. He has a show on the Anthony Cumia Network, and we caught him prior to his live show at 9:30 p.m. So we only had the time that was granted us, unfortunately.
Well, and we do appreciate that time. And talking about radar, man, does he got my hometown figured out. Ping! Right there, man. So there's a lot of truth in this episode, a lot of deep stuff. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. We'll be playing it throughout different segments within this episode right here, man. So, Bobby, welcome back, man. What's happening over there in Bobby's world?
Well, it's getting colder now. You know, when we started the show, a couple more months and it'll be a year, right, Bob?
Yep, coming right up.
Once the new year starts, that's when we began this podcast. And anyway, it was cold back then. It's getting cold now. You know, time for the weather updates again, I guess we could say.
Well, I will say that, you know, here in sunny Florida, today has probably been the coldest day since that time of the year last year. It's probably, I think, 67, 68 degrees today, which that's awesome. What's the weather like over there? What the temperature?
It will be hitting like 39 or 30, 38, 37 this weekend, I saw.
That's too cold for me, Bobby. I'm going to put a log on the fire in your name, man. Kind of like pouring out a 40.
See my t-shirt I got, man? I got one of those fucking baseball t-shirts. You know,
those are popular every 6 or 8 years, and this must be the comeback year again.
Bob, now, you miss out on all the seasons. You really don't mind missing out on all the seasons?
I can't say that I miss them because I don't see them. I've never really lived in a place that had seasons. I'm from Tennessee, and they did have seasons there, but I was too young to remember that, and I only visited the other times, and it never snowed. That's all I remember. I was like, man, it never snows here. This place sucks. Fuck Tennessee.
Bob, it does suck, man, because it does suck, though, when you have to go through it for months on end, and it just, like, never lets up or something like that, and there's ice building up everywhere, and the snow is, like, all slushy, or there's, like, piss in it, dog piss, or shit somewhere, or it's, like, dirty snow, or if you haven't done your due diligence and actually, like, went and scraped shit and shoveled stuff.
Then I was in Detroit, Michigan one time doing some work, and we got snowed into our hotel. And you know what? I don't miss snow at all, man. I'll stick down here in Florida, man, where the weather's usually warm and mostly hot.
It's too sticky down there for me, Bob. Too sticky.
Well, stay away. You want to get into this, man? You want to start playing some music? Oh, wait a minute. We didn't get any news, did we?
Man, you are jumping the gun. You just want to get right into it, don't you? But I got to inform the people about a couple things, and I'll try to make it quick and swift and painless, okay? Now, first of all, Bob, I want to tell you about 69 and Fairmos. Let's discuss that really quick because we played them on a couple occasions. That's that band down in Columbia. You remember them?
I do remember them. We featured them in episode 24. I don't know if it was a couple of times, but at least in that episode. And yeah, great band, man. You had a chance to speak with them, didn't you?
Well, I did have a chance to speak with them. What do you feel about these bands? I mean, we've talked about it a couple times, that record music in something other than their native tongue, that being English. And I think that you can tell when a band is singing like that. And I tell something you this, about it, it's kind of annoying. I don't know. I can't put my hand on it. It's like an internal annoyance.
So you're annoyed by the band is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm not annoyed by this band. I'm just like Millencolin, for instance. But Millencolin, dude, their singer, Nicola, is fucking awesome for some reason, right? Like, you don't mind it. And it, like, actually adds to the vocals. That's how I feel. But anyway, I asked 69 Infirmos frontman Dallin Focaccio about the signing of a recent three-way record signing that the band has taken part of, Pro Rock Records. They signed them, and then also another two. Fuck, I don't even have this information because I'm retarded. Anyway,
I think your statement is going to come out as true.
I asked frontman Dallin Focaccio about the signing, and this is what he had to say.
Most of the bands we grew up with are American bands. We are so excited about this and grateful with the people of Pro Rock for giving us the opportunity to spread our music message over there, as well as Joe from Morning With Records, Imperial from Melican Style. Beyond Borders is our first album in English, so we can't believe sometimes how lucky we are as a band. Now we are sharing credits with many cool bands all around the world. Kenny and the other guys have been so kind with us. This is the most important thing that could ever happen to us.
Pro Rock Records, in collaboration with Morningwood Records and Melodic Punk Style, are pleased to announce that they have signed 69 Infirmos and will be releasing their Beyond Borders CD on November 21st, 2015. These guys rock, and so do you. That's why that they're randomly going to be giving away free copies of Beyond Borders. All you got to do is go like their Facebook post and share it with all your buddies and gal pals. They're going to randomly pick some names from anyone that likes it. And for those of you that share the link, they're going to double your chances to win a free copy of the badass CD. Go find it on the Facebook page for Pro Rock Records.
Bob, thank you for doing my job for me. I really appreciate it. Anyway, I asked Dylan if it's difficult to make a shift to stop performing in his mother tongue and switch to English. And here's Dallin on what it's like having an English record in the band's home country of Colombia.
In our own country, it's kind of hard when a band sings in English because not everyone does speak English. Even when we listen to those amazing American bands and European bands over the years, we are the first band at this level, and singing in English and non-Spanish can be very tough around here. But we've made this solid career for 20 years or more, and that helped us a lot. Luckily, we've got this amazing and positive reception from the fans, and we are moving on. We are just doing what we love and doing it in the only way we know, that is with music.
Man, I should have asked him if he's seen the new Netflix show Narcos, man. That was Colombia. Have you seen that show?
I saw it on the, it comes across as shows that I will like, but I haven't had a chance to watch that one yet.
Terrible. Is it good? Fucking fantastic, Bob. So good. I already watched the whole thing.
Highly recommended.
Pablo Escobar, man. Plato o plomo. You know what that means?
God bless you.
Silver or lead. Anyway, alternative punk legends Violent Femmes have revealed that they have been in studio finishing a new record, which was mixed by John Anello and mastered by Chris Geringer. Bob, I actually interviewed Mr. Anello on the Bobby Pickles podcast a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Record producer out of Brooklyn. Anyway, no title or release date for the new Violent Femmes record has been set. We'll keep you posted as more details come to light. It will be the band's first studio album since 2000's Freak Magnet, and their first one with Brian Viglione on vocals. Bob, do you consider Violent Femmes to be punk?
It's funny that you ask that question, because let me tell you about my first experience with the Violent Femmes. I had never heard of Violent Femmes before, all the way back when Blister in the Sun, when it first came out. That's a long time ago, Bobby. Anyway, at the time, I was into a lot of metal and hard rock, I guess, for lack of a better term. And my cousins got me a copy of that cassette for Christmas one year, the Violent Femmes The one with the Blister and the Sun on it. I don't know the name of the record, man, but I remember that's the album that it came from. And I was like, this isn't metal. So do I consider it punk? No. And I think it goes back into the conversation that we are going to have coming up here with Gavin. But I do consider them alternative. And are they punk? I think they can play along with some punk bands all day long, man. So we're going to give them the honorary pass. That's your long answer short.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that info.
Yeah, man.
Two new...
I got a blister in the sun. Let me go on.
You remember that? Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the one that everybody knows. And Bob, that's the easiest one to play on guitar, right? Very simple.
I don't know. I can't play that.
What?
It's very complex.
Isn't it like this?
I'm just playing, man. I'm sure I could, man.
Anyway, now,
as soon as we're done, I'm going to try and figure it out.
One more headline before we can get into the music. I know you're itching to get everybody some new music this week. Two new music videos came in last week when we were off from Sumerian Records. One music video for a track called Battle Mountain by a band called Dreamings, and the other for a track called I See Stars by a band called Youth. Each one depicts the band playing on the ruined stage of the legendary CBGBs. Bob, I actually wanted to ask Gavin about this. Didn't get to read him this headline, though, because of time. But if you're wondering why you've never heard of either of these two groups before, it's because they're definitely not punk. The song by Dreamings is like electro-pop. But something tells me that if these folks tried to get on the stage back in the day, things would have gotten ugly. This just strikes me as something really insincere, like just using the CBGB name and slapping it onto your music video to get some attention. At any rate, you could check out the videos on DyingScene.com. And I read elsewhere that both bands recorded their respective videos at YouTube studios, and that's where the remnants of the CBGB stage are. The stage in the wall are there, along with a few bathrooms. So, what do you think about that, Bob? Non-punk bands performing on the CBGB stage at YouTube studios?
I guess I have a couple thoughts on that. First, I was going to say, but it just got answered, is I had no idea that CBGBs had any kind of a stage that you could even perform. As it turns out, it's a soundstage at YouTube's headquarters. And then I did watch the videos, Bobby, and they are atrocities and should not have been shared through our glorious website. But for the story of just making it about CBGBs, I thought they died a long time ago.
CBGB's, man, legendary fucking place right on the Bowery in the Lower East Side of New York City.
Before most of y'all's time, man. Y'all quit fronting and say that you used to go hang there in the day. Never happened.
All right. How about some music, Maestro, please?
You want some music? I got some music for you, man. I'll tell you what I've got right here. I got it in the form of some brand new music from a band called Dead Ahead. They're from Newburgh, New York, and they feature members of Autopilot Off and With the Punches. They're streaming their debut self-titled EP on Brixton Agency SoundCloud. Now, the EP, it's straight-up punk rock with catchy hooks and some groovy bass lines, and their label is pretty much banking on the fact that you're going to like it. It just came out this past October 9th via Panic State Record. Head on over to the label's web store and get yourself a copy of that 7-inch. Make them dollars go ching! Anyway, you can find the streaming links by clicking through on DyingScene.com. Here's Dead Ahead doing Berserker on Dying Scene Radio.
Yeah.
Dallin Focaccio with 69 Infirmos, and you are listening to Dallin Scene Radio.
So much for agreeing to this interview.
No problem.
Very much appreciated.
You got a lot of modern punk behind you there. Did you contact me a while ago about doing a punk show?
I tried to get in touch with you numerous ways. Going through the Anthony Acumia Network, I finally was able to get somebody to talk to me. Anyway, I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a subscriber to the Anthony Acumia Network, and I've heard you mention in jest that you'll say yes to anything. Well, I think you agreeing to this interview is proof of that. So this is Dying Scene Radio. I don't know if you've ever heard of our website, dyingscene.com.
Yeah, I think I checked it out when you emailed me the first time, and then I just sort of got distracted and forgot about it. That's what usually happens.
That's fine. Hey, Adam, do you have a beer?
Are you Bob Noxious or Bobby Pickles?
I'm Bobby Pickles.
Hey, I'm Bob Noxious. And dude, that is such a rad mustache, man. My daughter really likes mustaches, and wait till she sees that one. That's an incredible stash.
It takes hard work and dedication, and you just have to believe in yourself, you know?
So basically, if you don't mind, I know who you are, and I'm a big fan, like I said, but maybe some of our listeners, I got to bring them up to speed really quick if I can. Gavin McInnes, successful entrepreneur, journalist, ad man, filmmaker, comedian, radio TV host, living proof that someone who majored in English can accomplish much more than being a teacher. Not that being a teacher isn't a great accomplishment or anything, but...
Yes, it is not a great accomplishment. You go home with three and you get your summers off. We're not impressed.
Absolutely. Yeah, so like I said, I watched the Anthony Acumia Network, and you mentioned on a few occasions not wanting to bore people by nerding out on the topic of punk rock music. But Dying Scene Radio is a decent platform for that, I feel. And in fact, your show opens with a Clash song. Isn't that correct?
It is. Well, I'm looking behind you now. What do we got here? The Misfits? Are the Misfits punk or hardcore?
You know, that's a good question for Bob. Bob,
I think that is definitely punk. It goes into the the horror punk category, I believe. If you got to, you know, split it by genre.
Yeah, it's funny because I started an 80s hardcore cover band called 80s Hardcore. This was a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago, and we had to quit because it was just so exhausting to get up there and scream for that long. But we got into these arguments about what is hardcore, and I don't count like Pennywise or Bad Religion, any of those sort of guys who wear shorts are not part of my understanding of hardcore. Dag Nasty were kind of an exception because they were there so early, but then when emo started to drift into that SoCal scene where they looked like jocks and they sang really earnestly, I was out. But the Descendants and Black Flag, I definitely include in that, but Misfits and the Dead Kennedys are punk. But we had this argument about Husker Du on Landspeed Record, Data Control. And I wanted to do it in the set because you get a fucking break. You know, it's da-na-na-na-na-na, and you don't have to scream. You don't have to Ian MacKaye jump all over the stage like a monkey, and you can breathe. I'm 45. No, first of all, too deep of a cut. We want all hits. And like we were doing Black Flag six-pack type stuff. And they go, Husker Du aren't hardcore. They're poppy, kind of punky. And I go, Landspeed Record, how is that not a hardcore record? And it's funny, if you ever organize your albums by genre, you don't know what to do with Husker Du. Where do you put them?
I would file them under probably indie punk or
it's like
alternative even.
You just
alternative.
You gotta ignore Sorry Ma, forgot to take out the trash, and just think of them as Pleased to Meet Me, Tim band. And Husker Du are Zen Arcade, Flip Your Wig band.
You know what's weird? Husker Du is actually in the news this week.
Really?
Long defunct. This is what it says on our website. Hardcore legends Husker Du have launched their official website for the first time in their career. The website is an online merch store, and bassist Greg Norton told Star Tribune they have worked out a licensing agreement for their music, and an official Facebook page should be coming soon. He also hinted at a possible reunion, saying there's ongoing communication between the three of us now. So Husker Du released their final album, Warehouse Songs and Stories, in 1987 and broke up the following year. But, hey, they're in the news. They might be getting back together. So
I saw Bob Mould this summer. I think they played a bunch of Husker Du songs. And I think they might have played Data Control. But anyway, I interviewed Bob Mould through Vice many years ago, right when he came out of the closet. And he goes, I go, can we talk about the thing? The whoop-a-doo?
And
he goes, what do you mean? Well, the fact that you're gay. And he goes, well, my attitude with that is I'm not afraid to talk about it, but if you think it affects how you feel about the songs, then I don't want to talk to you. And I go, how could it not? Like, I don't want to know if you were lonely. Now I picture a dude. And he goes, no, those songs were about other people's relationships. And you go, what band writes about other people's relationships? I mean, I guess Prince never fucked Darling Nikki, but you got the idea that that song was based on some crazy chicks he's fucked.
Yeah, man, that's like Fat Mike said, man, out of all the genres of music, punk rock is the best because of the lyrics. You know, they write about so much crazy stuff. And obviously, you know, all kinds of things go into a song and the lyrics. And yeah, that's a crucial piece of information, right?
Well, it's funny seeing them change over the years too. Like, we did a Descendants cover. We did...
What did you play in the band? Are you you're the front man?
I was the front man. I was in bands in the 80s and early 90s. Anal Chinook, Leather Ass Buttfuck, Phlegm. And we were doing I'm Not a Loser, and it's funny hearing those songs out of context in today's politically correct age, and he's saying, what does he say? Leave me alone, you fucking homo!
Yep, Milo.
Yeah, and now when they do that song, I think they change it to You Fucking Zero!
Oh, God. Yeah, well, you have a lot of background in this, man. It's always the non-PC thing kind of gets you in trouble sometimes because you say it like it is, you tell it like it is. And you've been involved in all this stuff. I'm probably going to say in this lead up or whatever, I answer my own question, but how did punk rock, how did those roots help shape your success, you know?
Well, I've always been a big Crass guy. And the thing I loved about Crass was they didn't want fans, and they didn't want a following, and they didn't want to be admired or put on a pedestal in any way. And I remember hearing a story about Penny Rimbaud where someone came to get an autograph. He said, what's your name? Paul. So he takes the marker and he holds Paul's hand, and then he writes on that Crass album, Paul. That's what hardcore was, even more than anarcho-punk, because with Maximum Rock and Roll, it was about your scene, Ottawa, Canada, Baltimore. And, you know, with punk, you were more, if you weren't in LA, New York, or London, you were missing it. With hardcore, it was the opposite. It was New York, that's just one of the many towns. I've never really heard Gorilla Biscuits. I never really listened to Warzone or even Sick of It All. Those weren't my bands. I had my bands in Ottawa. We had Dead Trout and Grave Concern and Fluid Waffle and Porcelain Forehead and The Trapped. Those were the bands we liked, and no one will ever hear them and had ever heard of them. And that was kind of empowering as a teenager, because you go, celebrities are stupid, and I'm not special. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe it is, I am special. No one's special. I don't know. But that was pretty empowering. And plus, just the fucking, you know what's really underrated? Moshing. We call it slam dancing back when I was 18, 1988. But you're so mad at the world, and you're so sexually frustrated, you're so confused, and to get out there in a pit with skinheads too, fighting you occasionally, and getting a bloody nose and that kind of contact, and everything from fighting the skinheads in the pit, which didn't go well for us ever, to reaching down and scooping up your buddy was really, and the whole DIY thing, I mean, that really taught you to be an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
I gotta say, the more quiet and unassuming the town, the scarier the skinheads. We had Joth, who killed himself by putting an M16 in his mouth and then putting a broom handle through the trigger, calling his girlfriend, who wouldn't let him see his kids, and going, blowing his head off. Then we had Francois, whose entire back was three Klansmen riding into battle, kind of going down his ass cheeks, sort of. Like, that would be their ultimate destination. And it wasn't a gay thing. It's just, when you draw a Klansman on a back, they have to be headed somewhere, right? Rather than going away, or they're coming this way. And if they're coming this way, it's inevitably going to be kind of butt-cheek destination. I guess they could have been going sideways. And then there was this dude, Wolf, who had carried a cane, and the cane had a rapier in it. So when these guys were coming to beat you up for your Doc Martens, you would just get instant explosive diarrhea.
A lot of times, you know, the skinheads and whatnot would go there, you know, looking for a fight. You know, if you looked at them wrong, it was going to be a fight. And that's kind of was what the goal was. And I think that made a lot of people probably get away from the hardcore music scene and gave it a bad name for a while. Unfortunately, the skinheads, that's the style of music they latched onto. But yeah. True,
but in the 80s, violence, me and Mackay talks about this, violence was fucking everywhere. Maybe it was the dance. It could have been as simple as slam dancing, moshing, whatever, taught us that confrontation isn't that big of a deal. You just get a bloody nose. So maybe that even led to skinheads. Maybe that even made violence okay. But you know, it was funny, in Canada, there was this gang called Bunch of Fucking Goofs, BFG. And they were poor kids, grew up without dads, and they just got in their van, they were a band too, beat up all the Nazi skinheads in Toronto, all the Nazi skinheads in Ottawa, including those with rapiers and giant clan tattoos, and then all the skinheads in Montreal, and that was the end of that. Never saw skinheads again. It's that simple. It's like the grade school thing with bullies. You just punch them in the nose.
Now, your slam dancing days are over completely?
Oh, fuck yeah. I had to quit that band. I couldn't even sing on stage. Have you tried it? I don't know how old you guys are.
Man, I'm 35, and I still get in the mosh pit.
I don't care. I tried it recently, and it was like being murdered for 8 seconds straight. I mean, it's...
Bob, I'm going to throw you under the bus. Bob, he's a similar age as you. I think, Bob, you're 45, right?
Actually, I'm 46, and I front probably the fastest hardcore band in Tampa Bay.
Wow.
With a ski mask on.
Holy shit, that must be hell on earth.
It is.
Protruding pig noses. There you go. Pig pen.
That must be fucking hell. Who's your life?
It is hell, but you know what? We do it for love, man. I mean, if I see a bunch of kids banging and smashing into each other down in front, even better. Bring on the hardcore shows.
The scene in Tampa in the late 80s, early 90s was intense.
Yep.
Tell me about that, because
quite skinheads.
That was a little bit before my time, because I wasn't into that scene in Tampa at that time, but I've heard about it. You know, were you ever down here, or what's your recollection of the Tampa skinhead scene from the 80s?
I know of dudes who were in that scene back then, and they would tell me about getting in buses and going from Tampa to, where the hell was it? Some other Florida town? For huge rumbles, but this was...
St. Petersburg?
Nazi skinheads versus Nazi skinheads. They just didn't like the cut of their jib.
Hey, man, that's like natural selection, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's something healthy about violence, though. I think kids... that's what I was trying to get this kid Rat to join a boxing gym. It's good to fight. It's not good to pick fights with random strangers, but it's healthy to have some under your belt. You're not a man unless you've broken a heart, had your heart broken, kicked the shit out of someone, or had the shit kicked out of you. And, you know, masturbating to porn in front of the computer screen is the same as never fighting and just yelling at people anonymously online. Both of those things, when you fight, I don't care if it's in a ring, or when you fuck, even in person, you walk down the street and you go, I'm a human. And I could fight this guy, I could fuck that chick. Like, I'm connected to humanity. But when you've just been doing it to a screen all day, whether it's violence or sex, you're sort of walking down the street going, ah, I escaped from my little dwelling. What's happening? Someone could bludgeon me, or I'd never fuck her. Yes, you can fuck her. Just
I love it.
Making jokes, forcing laughs. Everybody's happy outside, everybody's mad inside. There's cake, that's just great. Salaries can pay, it's not a measly hour rate. Small talk and proper etiquette. We say the food is great while nobody touches it. All politics, subjectics, we'll see the road to the rest. Reality will lift this body, nobody will help me when I scream. I cross the line. No way, I'm fine. I've had a little too much wine tonight, but I hate you guys, your boring lives, and I'm too drunk for lies tonight.
Shot, so I let you go. I let you do the shot, and I don't think that will work. I don't.
I don't think you're even giving it an opportunity. I think that you were halfway through listening to it.
No, it wasn't.
Decided that you didn't, because you started writing out what you wanted me to say again, dude. And this is what we've gone back and forth about.
I listened
about
to
over
way
and over again.
More than
so.
Half
listen
of it.
To me. Don't fucking.
Hey, bro.
Don't go here, dude.
You're the one.
You're
going to
piss me off. You're going to piss me off, dude. You're going to piss me off.
Hey, listen. You're prepared to be pissed off at me. That's so messed up, man. I'm just trying to... I'm not fucking sitting here trying
dude,
to battle you,
it's
man.
It's because
I'm just trying to go by the notes that we have here in front of us, and you're changing it right in the
right.
middle of it. Because
hey, listen.
Why? I don't know why.
Hey, hothead. Listen up.
Dude, don't call me hothead. You're a hothead. You're saying you're going to piss me off? I'm fucking... I'm keeping it
what,
low
what,
and
what,
just chilling.
What have I told
I listened
you?
To everything you said.
Listen. Don't go here with me.
Don't go here.
Listen
I'm going
to me.
Hang up
listen.
Right now, man. This is ridiculous.
Then go for it. Hang up. Fucking hang up on me then.
Dude, this is crazy, man. We can't
is
even
that what
work
you
together.
Do?
We can't even work together,
hey,
bro. You're talking
because
about-
I don't want you writing my shit for me. I don't need you writing my shit for me. I've told you 100 fucking times, Bobby. Don't write my
fucking
lines.
What the fuck?
You are my problem
right
now.
I'm just trying to work, dude. This is so crazy. I can't deal with you. You are fucking out of control. Holy shit. All you have to do is follow the thing. And you have some fucking weird thing because you can't write for 2 fucking seconds.
Hey, dude.
How to fucking say
this? I did follow it.
No, we're doing 4 fucking segments. We talked about it before we started. Okay? I'm just trying to get through this, man. I got to edit the fucking shit for hours. That's why I want to do it. So let's just do it that way. Please.
I think you should do this by yourself, dude. Go get somebody else. Go get whoever the fuck you want.
I'm tired of it.
Go get whoever the fuck you want to get.
I will, bro. You don't have any time for it anyway. You do everything half-assed. You don't prepare. You fucking make some bullshit up right in the middle, trying to throw it on me, saying you're going to get pissed at me. I'm trying to have no stress and just do this and then move on with my life. And you make everything a battle. Bro, I'm walking in eggshells with you all the time.
All right, bro. Later, dude.
By the British melodic punks Less Deceived, playing anthemic 4-6 chord punk rock with their woes, yeahs, and glass raising choruses. It's a vital smash and grab blast of sing along punk rock in tight and impressive 4-4 time. They released a new EP called Average Songs About the Best Days of Our Lives, which you can find scrolling the articles on dyingscene.com. The 5-track EP is a follow up to the band's EP, It'll Never Get Better Than This, which they released earlier this year. Before that, in their set, were the Philly-based ska punk act Behind Deadlines with their track Office Party. Released this past week on October 15th, the new EP, Before Summer Ends, is available as a Name Your Price download on the group's Bandcamp page. It is the follow-up to band's debut EP, Goodbye Drake City, which is also available as a Name Your Price download. Of course, before that, we had part one of the Gavin McGinnis interview, and Washington, D.C. straight-ahead punks Free Children of Earth took us into that enlightening conversation with their track titled No Broken Circles. Formerly known as Beasts of No Nation, the band's feature of Trial by Fire, Darkest Hour, The Explosion, and Majority Rule. With a pedigree like this one, it's no surprise that the band plays politically charged hardcore punk. Hardcore punk. And on November 20th, you'll get a full dose of just that in the form of the LP titled Terminal Stasis, which will be released through Cricket Cemetery Records. Bobby, what do you got in the news?
Well, maybe we could address the elephant in the room, and that's where Bob Noxious went. Bob's no longer with the show. He quit during the last segment. And Elena, You've agreed to be on and fill his shoes.
Yes.
For this episode, which is awesome.
Jump in his grave.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
What's the deal with you? You got some street cred. What do you do in the punk scene?
I used to work for a production company, Wendigo. I was booking shows, trying to bring back the Lower East Side punk scene for probably like the last 10 years. So I guess the way I do that is just by sticking around. So try to dabble in a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and keep up with what's going on.
The last news story that I read before Bob snapped was about CBGB and how they dismantled part of the stage in the wall, and they have it at the YouTube studios in Manhattan, and they're having these non-punk bands record their music videos on there. Two of them came out through Sumerian Records like this past week, and I was just trying to get his gauge on that. What do you think about that? Like, how insincere is that?
Yeah.
Some non-punk bands, they got it all set up. They have, like, the wall that they took out of there, a couple bathrooms, and the stage from CBGB's.
I think they should stick their heads in the old toilets and make them lick it. But what do you mean by non-punk bands? Are they, like, hardcore?
I don't know what the hell it was. I don't know. It was electro pop.
Oh my
something
god!
Like that. Yeah,
that's like blasphemous, you know. And I don't really understand the point of that, because why? Like,
listen to that train. That's awesome.
Right?
I hope we got that in the background.
Like, would a punk band go to, like, I don't know, the Britney Spears fucking set of, like,
exactly?
Some
that's the same
single
the same
from the
night.
Yeah, it's like, it's retarded. The juxtapositioning of it it makes no sense. But whatever.
So anyway, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, and, thank you for having
filling
me.
Filling in is awesome, and
of course.
We're gonna make this good, because we had a great interview with Gavin McInnes, which you alluded to.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
Yeah, but you know, that's gonna be the last when we play part two. That'll be the last remnants of the Bobs. And then a new phase will have to begin with Dying Scene Radio. Anyway, let me go into some news here. So, as everybody's probably aware, SoCal punk vets Face to Face not only recently re-signed to Fat Records, but they've holed up with Bill Stevenson at the Blasting Room in Fort Collins, Colorado, working on a brand spanking new album. The band streamed a lengthy chunk of the footage of their sausage-making festivities via Periscope, and you can check out that footage on DyingScene.com. The footage shot by bassist Scott Shiflett features frontman Trevor Keith laying down vocals for the brand new track, It Almost Went Wrong. So, what do you think? Do you like Face to Face?
Fucking love Face to Face. And
hell yeah. Me too.
I mean, people could say whatever they want. Fat Records is the shit, and it's coming back like hardcore. Like,
hell yeah.
They signed Pairs, what, like a few months ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just really being on top of what's going on the streets and everything, and then bringing back all those old school bands that everybody loved, and just putting together tours with the old and the new, and it working really well. It's cool to see. So
yeah,
and I've heard nothing but great things about them getting back together, so that's cool.
I recently watched a thing on Fat Mike, and he was on Q. This is like some kind of show Q, and he was talking about his business model with Fat Records. A lot of times they don't even do any of the recording, like they're talking about right now, Face to Face in the studio with Bill Stevenson out in the Blasting Room. You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They like basically just like, if you record your own and it's awesome, like for instance, we interviewed Bad Cop.
Uh-huh.
They produced their own record and everything, and they just had it all made, and Fat Mike just heard it.
Yeah,
and
their
like,
stuff
I'm just
sounds,
gonna release it.
Yeah, it still sounds crystal clear too.
A lot of
very
times,
nice
you
recording.
You don't have to put any money into it, you know, because recording is so cheap now. People are able to do the DIY thing.
Right.
And if it's good enough, they'll just release it on these record labels, you know?
Yeah, it's good for him.
Hell yeah. Are you at Periscope? Are you familiar with Periscope?
Yeah, of course.
I'm not.
No?
No.
Periscope?
I don't have Periscope. I never like really. Yeah, but it was cool. I watched this video though, where it shows them hold up making this track.
It's like anything else. If you're super into something, there's a way to do it for really cheap now with all the technology. So, I mean, these kids, they really know what they're doing. So,
Periscope's pretty cool though. It was nice to see that. Next in the news, horror punk legends. And we had some issue with that earlier during the Gavin McInnes show.
Yeah.
What exactly that genre was with the Misfits. But, you know, like you said, obviously they're horror punk. They have announced plans to play their debut LP, Static Age, in full during their upcoming headlining tour. Originally recorded in 1978, but not released until 1997, Static Age contains some of the most loved classics, such as Attitude, We Are 138, and of course, Last Caress. The tour will begin in Columbus, Ohio on October 10th, and we'll see the band crisscrossing the country before playing a final show in Kentucky at the end of November. Check out all the dates on DyingScene.com. A couple stick out here. They're going to be up in the Northeast, which is cool. Sayreville, New Jersey, Poughkeepsie, New York, at the Best Buy Theater. Fairfield, Connecticut. That's pretty cool.
There you go.
They're not going down to Florida, but of course, no need to mention that because Bob's no longer with
the show. That's really fucking exciting. Let's just stop on that for a minute. Like,
really?
I'm over here having a girl boner. Yeah.
You're happy about this?
Fuck yeah. They just did Earth AD in its entirety. Unfortunately, I missed it, but friends of mine that went were super stoked.
Hey, you know what? I think it's funny that as soon as Bob leaves the show, I get a girl to co-host because he was kind of against having a female perspective, and he actually said that punk rock is a male-centric thing.
Yeah, my perspective's stupid and no one should
Do
listen
you think
to me.
That- I mean, I tend to disagree with that. There's a lot of punk chicks.
I mean, just like anything else, there's a lot of chicks that are into it for the wrong reasons, the fashion of it or the dudes or whatever, but you can't tell me there isn't the same amount or more of dudes that don't really know their shit either, but they just put on the costume. So if you want to sit and listen to what someone has to say instead of judging how they
look. Do you have a lot of friends that listen to punk rock?
Of course, yeah.
Chicks?
I do, yeah.
Good.
I do.
All right. He's wrong.
I've lived all over the country. You know, I've lived in several different cities. And, you know, everywhere you go, you tend to gravitate your own people to you. And I definitely collected some really rad chicks all over the place that taught me a lot about music and taught a lot of my guy friends about music and vice versa. But
hell yeah.
To kind of strip the label of whether someone has a dick or not away is probably the best way to figure out if someone's cool to talk to about it, you know? So.
Okay, remember, you told me you're not a feminist.
Absolutely not. No, let's get that straight right now. I just would like to be, I don't know, I guess I'd like people to, you know, hang out with me and talk to me based on the fact that we both love this scene, not because I have a vagina or not.
Hell yeah.
So.
I agree with that. That's awesome. It's the only way to be. Anyway, so last news story of the segment, and then we'll get into some more music, okay? Frank Turner has been pretty much busy lately. He's currently embarking on a U.S. tour with Skinny Lister and Beans on Toast, supporting his new album, Positive Songs for Negative People. Elena, Bob, and I spoke to Mr. Turner on the last episode of Dying Scene Radio. On October 5th, it was announced that Frank will be releasing a new compilation collection, similar to Turner's previously released albums, the first 3 years, released in 2008, the second 3 years, released in 2011, and the third 3 years, released in 2014. This new record will be called The First 10 Years, encompassing the first, second, and third set of three-year comps, and the set will be available on vinyl, I believe CD as well, and digital download. So head on over to thefirst10years.com for the pre-order, and the collection drops on November 20th. So you can catch Frank and his full band tour across the U.S. through October, then across the U.K. through November. Check out the remaining dates and locations at frankturner.com/livegigs. Elena, music maestra, please.
All right, Bobby. Well, the New Jersey label Choke Artist has recently released a 17-track ska punk compilation that seems to be a pretty good representation of the current state of the ska scene. And being from New Jersey and the ska scene there and the basement shows, this is pretty exciting. The comp features some bands that have been putting in time for over a decade, like Hub City Stompers and Miss Scanato, as well as more recent favorites like Kill Lincoln, Survey Says, and Atrocity Solution. Also included are Tallahassee, Florida's Chilled Monkey Brains, who first drew attentions by winning the Ernie Ball Battle of the Bands competition at Warped Tour. The unique sound brings punk, ska, and metal together seamlessly into a sound that has drawn a wide range of comparisons from Streetlight Manifesto and Five Iron Frenzy to Propagandhi and Iron Maiden. Here are Florida ska punk's Chilled Monkey Brains with their track The Tale of Ramirez de Pietro on Dying Scene Radio. We'll be right back.
take away the last signs of life. We feel our power grow inside. I tell the crew,
just like we fight to die.
So load the cannons, draw your swords. We'll never bow to holy lords. The demon ship or evil crew.
When it's a battle to their doom.
Listening to Dying Scene Radio. This is Paris. Rock on.
Yeah.
right there was Grenades by a band called Quarter Tank. And to be honest with you, Bobby, I checked out the record and it reminds me of so much shit I like that I would never think to put together. The Bronx, The Unseen, Rocket from the Crypt. It was just straight rock and roll licks, heavy metal, hardcore punk, hardcore everything. This is the type of band you want to listen to.
Really? I didn't even hear it.
You didn't even hear it?
I didn't even listen to it. I'm a complete asshole. Oh, shit. I shouldn't even say that.
No, it was sick. I don't know. I was feeling like robbing a bank or something like that when I was listening to it.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I stepped out. I had to go to the bathroom while I was blasting in here.
So maybe you took a hardcore shit because they were playing.
I
mean,
I did.
Okay. Anyway, they've been together since 2006. They're from Canada. The release date of this album, We Brought the Fire, was October 2nd, 2015, and I definitely recommend it.
Sweet. Sounds good.
What else is in the news, Bobby? What's up?
What else is in the news? It's a good question. Let me see what's in the news. Kung Fu Records has announced that they will be releasing a 14-song collection of rare, out-of-print, and unreleased tracks from the early years of Tsunami Bomb. The track listing is up on Dying Scene. Set to release on LP, CD, and digital in early 2016, the album will be titled Trust No One and will pull songs from the previously out-of-print B-Movie Queens.
Bobby, are you fucking serious right now?
What?
Sorry to interrupt. I didn't know this shit.
Really?
Oh my God, I love Tsunami Bomb. Wow.
That's awesome. Well, as you can see, they're coming out with Kung Fu Records is doing like a little comp of all their shit. There's 7 inches, the one that I just said, you know, Mayhem on the High Seas 7-inch, and the Invasion from Within EP. So, as well as some hard to find and previously unreleased tracks from their pre-Kung Fu era. Tsunami Bomb released their last album, Definitive Act, on Kung Fu back in 2004. What do you think about the track listing? You see it or no?
No, did you send it to me?
Yeah, it was on here. It's fine. Oh, no, I have it. Actually, I have it. Sorry. Hold on.
You know what? Maybe this is why Bob didn't want to work with you. You don't share nothing. Nice. Wow. Jesus Christ. That just brought back memories. I haven't listened to that band in a minute.
Really? Hey, I just got to bring you up to speed. I'm retarded when it comes to punk rock. I mean, I love punk rock, but I'm not like a historian or anything like that. You probably know a lot more about punk than I do. So you're going to have to take Bob's place as just like the know-it-all person who knows everything.
Yeah, all right.
Me, I just I go by arrogance and stupidity and persistence.
And honesty.
That's
cool. All right.
That's what I do. So, but I learn a lot on the way. And once I learn, then I know.
Yeah.
All right? So,
I mean, I only know about.
But I love punk rock. Don't get me wrong. I've been into punk rock. That's my favorite genre of music ever since I grew up, you know. Playing a stupid little punk band when I was a little kid or whatever, you know?
Right.
So I love it. I've been going to shows my whole entire life, but I don't have like all that knowledge in my brain.
You know brain space? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of, I had to push out a lot of important shit to know this. So it's good we're doing this. I have purpose again.
Next on the news docket, Orange County punk alternative rock legends Zebrahead have premiered a music video for their song Worse Than This. You can watch it on DianeScene.com. It's worth checking out. I wouldn't have mentioned it if it were not. So, Worse Than This is taken from Zebrahead's upcoming album, Walk the Plank, which is due for release next month. Zebrahead, no?
Hmm.
Yeah, all right. Last on the docket, this is going to be a short segment here. We covered this a few weeks ago, actually. Bob and I, I was trying to get a friend of mine to do this, but pop punk legends Newfound Glory have premiered a music video for their song Ready and Willing 2, which is a new version of Ready and Willing, and it features Blink-182's Mark Hoppus, Yellow Card's Ryan Key, Dashboard Confessional's Chris Caraba, and many others. You can watch the video on Dying Scene. Ready and Willing 2 is taken from Resurrection Ascension, which was released this month on Hopeless Records, and it is a reissue of Newfound Glory's latest album, Resurrection, released almost exactly a year ago. And the band announced last April that they're going to be in studio working on new material. But the reason why it was interesting is because the video was compiled, Elena, of everybody like lip syncing, or not even lip syncing, actually doing like a rendition of their song.
Okay.
You know, and they would cover it, and then they use like pieces of it. So I was trying to get one of my musician friends, actually the guy who created the show song, Dying Scene Radio song, Nick Amin. I was trying to get him to do it, but Newfound Glory sucks, right?
No.
No, you like them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Here goes my punk points.
Yeah, all your punk points.
All my punk points are gone. You know what?
See, after the shit I was telling you, you expect me to say that, but...
No, you know what? Honestly, it's, you know, I like what I like, and what's more punk rock than that? And if you don't like it, then you can go scratch ass.
That's
so
it.
That's
so basically,
it.
There's no rules, so you can just do whatever you want.
Exactly,
hey, listen.
Exactly, and I will.
I like Mariah Carey. I don't even care.
Whatever, man. Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. I will admit it.
Wait, you're being serious?
I do.
Fuck you. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so Music Maestro, bring us into something. I want you to push that button. Put a little muffle on your voice with that equalizer over there.
Bobby, New Jersey ska maniacs, the best of the worst, is streaming their new EP, Natural Born Haters, in its entirety. And you can listen to the whole thing on dyingscene.com. Natural Born Haters was released on July 22nd through Anti-Authority Records. Physical copies are available on the label's web store. This is The Best of the Worst with their track Control Z on Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio.
Live our lives in fear. grow louder in dissent, while voices discontent 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 grow louder in dissent. Racist tyranny, take back our minority, while voices discontent grow louder in dissent. Racist tyranny, take back our privacy. We are the shadows behind you, we are the light that's shining through. We are the whispers you can't hear, no, we won't live our lives in fear.
I know about your movie and whatnot. Now, were you raised by your father? I don't know much about your backstory, but you know, you did a movie on raising your son minus a father. Are those life lessons that you actually
learned? How to be a man.
Yeah, no, my dad was always around, and I deeply admire him for that. I mean, we hated each other during my punk years from 14 to 20 or 13 to 21, whatever. But the fact that he stuck around and was always there, and even though we didn't speak for many years during because of my hair, which I still think is pretty insane. You don't like my hairdo? I don't like maybe 90% of the world's hairdos. I have to talk to them. But no, he was always there, always stuck around, always, you know, helped me with my homework or would drive me somewhere if I broke my arm, drive me to the hospital, say, can you move your fingers? You know, the people, these shitty dads don't get that you do dad stuff every minute. Like even tonight, my son was standing on the couch and it's a leather couch and I could see him putting stress on the threads and I go, you're not at the playground, sit down. And then 30 seconds later, he's sitting on the back and he falls off the back, he's 7. And I go, I just said that you're not at the playground, sit on the couch like a human being. And I go, that's twice in 1 minute. That's how often you have to do shit. So these fucking divorced dads that think they're still just as good as a full-time dad because they see them on the weekends. Sorry, dude. You know what is a great dad though, is the dad who didn't grow up with a dad.
Yeah.
Because they know how shitty it was.
Or if you just had like a shitty dad and then you just want to do better, you know?
Yeah, those are pretty good too. But I'll tell you, the shittiest dad, or like say a dad who's in the military and only sees his kid every year, or the trucker dad who sees him every 6 months, way better than the dad who's divorced and not around.
Hey, Gavin, you know, you've been called the godfather of hipsterdom.
Are you guys divorced dads and that subject's bumming you out?
No, actually, man. Bob, yeah, Bob, jump in.
Actually, no, I'm a divorced dad, and I raised my own daughter, you know, by myself. I'm the single dad.
Oh, that's the Tampa thing. Stripper starts getting into Special K, and she disappears, right?
You know what? Yeah, she ends up in Vegas. Next thing you know, she's bought and sold like a piece of meat. True story, man. That's, you know, not far from the truth at all.
Was it Coke or Special K?
No, what's that other stuff, Molly, and just getting into a bad scene? You know about Molly?
Yeah, I just can't believe that a woman would get that. Like, I get heroin. When you stop it, your body starts falling apart and you feel like you're on fire. But Molly? That's like, I had to leave my kids. I got addicted to Budweiser. Pot. I had to move to Vegas to pursue my pot career.
Yeah.
What a fucking loser.
Tell me. Likely story, isn't it? So, yeah, man, I was raised without a father, and I made sure that, you know, as a father, I just didn't – I learned a lot of lessons from my father, what not to do as a father. So,
well, get your girl a mom. We're older now. I mean, she, like, we don't have the same kind of standards. She can have some meat on her bones. She can have some droopers. She doesn't have to be a supermodel. Get yourself a 5.
That's some good advice, man. I'll look into that. See if I can update my Tinder subscription or whatever that thing's called.
Do it, dude. How old's your girl?
I have 3 daughters, actually. I have a 19-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
The 13-year-old and the 10-year-old need a mom. You got to get a 5.
Okay. I'll look for a 5. Ladies, send me email.
Don't kick a 10 out of bed for eating crackers, but don't need to wait for a unicorn to come by. 5 and up, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Maybe I've set my standards too high for too long, and that's why I'm a single dad. That's what it is.
Dude, we're old, and, well, you're better looking than me, but we're old and ugly. We got to And plus, when the lights are dim, you get some lingerie on, some high heels. I'd fuck Rosie O'Donnell at this point. Sorry, I interrupted you there, Bobby.
No, it's fine.
What were you asking?
No, I was talking about your Godfather hipsterdom reference. People throw that around the internet, and I wasn't aware hipsterdom had a place in punk rock. What's your definition of a hipster?
Well, it's evolved quite a bit over the years. It sort of went super metrosexual faggy a few years ago, and now it's sort of bending sideways in this sort of like reaction act. The pendulum is now big red beards and tattoos and Willie Nelson and hand tattoos and a lot of pot because they're on in AA, motorbikes and stuff. They seem to have alpha maled it up after a few years of electroclash skinny jeans. But the thing I like about all the different versions of it is it's so unmarketable. And they always, the old fogies my age always bitch about corporatization of cool and how they've been co-opted by big business and blah, blah, blah. These kids are impossible to make money from. Their track bikes are used with no gears. You can't even steal them because no one can ride them. Their music's all stolen. Their clothes are all used. They don't give a shit. There's no more Air Jordans. Kids buy Vans Eras and Chuck Taylors now. The whole sneaker pimp shit is done. They pay for live shows. That's about it. And even guys my age, right, who are way too old to be hipsters, when I was in advertising, we were talking to those Just For Men dudes who would help you blacken your beard. And that's been a godsend for them, a big cash cow, way back since the baby boomers of the 70s. And it's completely dried up.
Yeah, a lot of the hipsters these days want to have that white look, you know? That's the hipster thing these.
Well, you look at that gray streak.
LCD sound system, and he goes, why would I pretend I'm not in my 40s? I'm in my fucking 40s. I don't give a shit.
Hey, for what entrepreneurial venture were you better suited, starting up Vice or Rooster?
Well, Rooster was tough because it was advertising. So it was, very sell-y-out-y.
Yeah. You're a copywriter?
The way we worked it was we just split up the jobs. And if I could have a thing where I was in control of the content from beginning to end, like the Vans, I don't know if you saw, we did this series for Vans called How Do. And it was how to drink in a bar, how to fly in a plane, and etiquette stuff, how to fight. And that was fun, and Vans is a great client, so I'm happy to do it because it's just a Vans logo at the end. But then some of the other stuff, dude, I don't know, it was torture. Those guys that I did Rooster with are still going, and to be totally frank, I don't miss it one bit. I mean, the money was insane. We sold it right before I got fired for a shit ton, and I've never seen people with less talent make more money. Like, that whole industry is on the verge of collapse. It's like publishing, like book publishing. It's just an antiquated industry that has all these people making well over 250K a year who don't really do anything.
You know, Gavin, man, it's interesting about entrepreneurialism. I'm an entrepreneur, and I have an old partner that used to say, everybody's replaceable, even me, you know?
That's such a key.
Yeah.
That's one of my first lessons.
Yeah, me too.
Have you ever heard that?
No. I always tell everybody that, actually, people I work with all the time, if they work for me, technically, I'll always say, we work together and blah, 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 whatever. But it's a good thing to think and, to really genuinely, sincerely try to embody, though. But you're the definition of that, though. Just like the great Steve Jobs gets ousted, the same kind of thing. You get ousted from these companies that you found, you know?
Well, I was about 20 and I was tree planting. And I was just a kid, and a big inspiration to me was this guy, Mark Saunders, who ran the tree planting company. We became good friends, we're still close. But he's the first guy who ever said that to me, everyone is replaceable. And it's funny, because people get this attitude when they're negotiating and shit, they want more money, and they always do this, like, ask not what my country can do for me, but ask what my country can do
for me. ABBA antithesis.
Yeah, they're sort of like, I work here 10 hours a day, and you don't pay me any money, and you feel like going, well, then leave. If you're this valuable of an asset, then the people must be knocking down your door. You can't negotiate if you're not valuable. And millennials don't get that. Like, they just go, I'm working hard. Yeah, but you suck.
Where does the millennial cut off?
30, 32.
Okay.
But these guys will do, like, their attitude is, I worked hard, so give me money. What I would say to them is, look, if you came to my house and you painted it gold with gold paint and you said, I need 3,000 bucks for that. That was usually when you paint a house gold, it's like 10,000 bucks. And I go, I never asked you to paint my house gold. And if you wanted money for painting my house gold, we need to settle that up in advance and write down a contract. Now, we don't need lawyers, but a handshake works. Here, 3,000 bucks, paint it gold. Here's what happens if you don't finish the job. Here's when the job will be done. But they don't do that. They just intern for 2 weeks and then go, I want $1,000. And you go, dude, intern is free school. I didn't even want you here.
Exactly. You know, my brother, sometimes I, you know, he's hanging around and I ask him, hey, can you help me out with this? And he goes, oh, what are you going to pay me? You know, okay. I'm like, dude, are you fucking serious, man? When I learned how to do this, I was working full time and then going and working for somebody else. And I'd have to like clean all his shit. And he'd tell me one thing,
you know, you wait till you're an asset and I have to pay you or someone else will scoop you up.
Like
that too. When I was young, he goes, I've never negotiated a salary. If I get a shite salary, I'll just start to work and then they'll realize that they're getting me cheap. And someone else will come in, and then it just naturally gets to the right level. Now, that being said, you can't let people take advantage of you and, you know, work at some giant corporation that's thriving for 25K a year when that's your salary, I mean.
Right.
But these millennials, these young people, they just value themselves so fucking much, and they don't get how much of being an entrepreneur is flushed down the toilet. Like 12 failures for every success, you know? Mm-hmm. With the big business, big ad campaigns, they'll do a whole series of McDonald's commercials, done. And then McDonald's will watch them and go, not interesting. That money's flushed down the toilet.
Gavin, I know we don't have that much time. I know you're going to be starting your show soon.
Got this.
Oh, live fuck. In two. God, I got so much to ask you. This sucks. All right. Damn it.
Do it again sometime.
Yep. Fuck. All right. Damn it. I wish we had more time. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you more than a friend.
Adios.
Thanks, Gavin.
Man, that was so entertaining for me.
Here, let's get him as a guest contributor every now and then or something.
Cop, and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio. That's the new jingle.
track right there was It's a Mess by Oakland Popish Punkers, The Atom Age. They just released a new music video for that track, which is off the band's new album, Hot Shame, that came out last month through Asian Man Records. Before that, we heard another California band, this time by way of Orange County. They're called Lucky Scars, with their track All Lies. This melodic punk act features former Ignite guitarist Nick Hill and John Bunch of War Generation and Further Seems Forever. Their debut EP, which is set to release next week on October 23rd through Spartan Records, was produced by Jim Monroe, who has worked with the likes of Ignite, CJ Ramone, and The Adolescents, to name a few, and mastered by the master himself, Stephen Egerton of The Descendants and all. Prior to that, of course, we heard part two of the Gavin McGinnis interview, and taking us into that ridiculous conversation was the hardcore punk act Still Alive with their track Shadow Anthem. Hopefully the release of the band's new record, Choices, was on everybody's radar, but if not, you can head on over to Jumpstart Records, who is offering a free download of that song right there, and you can enter for your chance to win a prize package featuring Still Alive CD, along with a Jumpstart t-shirt and whatever goodies they have laying around the office, which is scary. Choices was originally released just over a month ago and could be streamed in its entirety via Still Alive's Bandcamp. All right, Bobby, back to you in the newsroom.
Hey, what's Upstart Fest? Over there, know-it-all. You know everything?
Upstart Fest?
Yeah, it's they're having that like in different cities, and they just have that up here or something like that. No? You never heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Okay. I never went. Okay. I don't really know what the lineup's like.
I just noticed some like recapping stories about Upstart Fest and noticed that it was in different cities, so I guess it's an upstart.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm thinking of the right thing, but I know, like, Against Me was on something, and everybody wanted... It was, like, a weird lineup.
You a Laura Jane Grace fan?
I am, yeah, of course.
Yeah. What did you say, he or she? She? That's the
she, sometimes he,
that's
whatever.
That's a politically correct way to say it, I
I'm guess. Not trying to be PC ever, so okay, if I good. Say he, it's he. If I say she, it's she. No disrespect, yeah. But whatever I remember to say.
He's awesome, regardless. You know,
yeah, of
very
course.
Talented.
I say, of course, because if you're in the punk scene and you're about the belief system that we're supposed to all live by, then what the fuck is the problem if he wants to be a chick or not?
Exactly.
Like, mind your own business.
Whatever.
Worry about your own.
So we were talking about the Misfits earlier, and this is Danzig in the news. Danzig frontman Glenn Danzig has announced he will be releasing a new solo album titled Skeletons on November 27th. Here's what Glenn had to say about the record, which will feature covers of songs by a wide range of artists, including Elvis Presley, ZZ Top, and Black Sabbath. These are my skeletons. You may or may not know that I dig these songs. You could say that some of the music is the actual basis and skeleton of what I listened to growing up, ultimately informing the kind of music I like. It's the foundation. If you took Elvis and Sabbath out of my life, I probably wouldn't be the Glenn Danzig you know. I'm glad both sides are represented on this record. Watch a teaser video for Skeletons and check out its track list on DyingScene.com and find a link for the pre-order on the DS website as well. So, what do you think about Danzig? Glenn Danzig?
I love him.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's the shit.
Even though he got punched out or whatever.
Whatever.
Brings that up, you know, and he's
We've
short,
all been punched before. Come on.
But,
yeah, I love him.
Yeah, you know, and he really does. It really is Elvis.
And who doesn't know though?
You do. I mean, yeah, obviously, who doesn't know that?
Right.
But, Elena, do you remember that a cappella group that keeps making those videos of well-known punk rock medleys? Have you seen any
No,
of those?
I haven't.
No?
Is it any good?
Yeah, we covered it a couple times on the show. It's all right. I mean, it's just whatever. It just gets on.
It would be cool for like a second.
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's kind of some. I don't know. They're in punk bands. The members, that group. It's made up of two members of a French ska punk act P.O. Box, and along with some friends, they're at it again, and they have put together another awesome vocal arrangement. This time, they're doing 41 songs of Sum 41, and you can check it out on DyingScene.com.
What the fuck did you just say?
they do like a compilation of all these songs. Like,
but they're doing 41 Sum 41 songs, a cappella?
They have like a little shtick for everything. They did a Fat Rec one for the 25 years of Fat Rec.
I didn't know Sum 41 had 41 songs that anyone would want to hear.
Yeah. I guess.
Maybe the Sum.
We spoke with Dave Brownsound Baksh, who is the long lost guitarist, and he's back with the band or whatever. Bob had him down in his smelly garage down in Florida. about a month ago. Anyway, but yeah, Sum 41 songs sung in a cappella. Pittsburgh pop stalwarts Anti-Flag have a new music video out for their song All of the Poison, All of the Pain, and you can feast your eyes and ears upon it on DyingScene.com. The song is track number 8 on the band's latest full-length album, American Spring, which came out in May on Spine Farm Records. So, Anti-Flag fan?
Big Anti-Flag fan, and okay. I love the new record.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got it the second it came out.
Nice.
Another thing that I get scrutiny for, but whatever.
Yeah?
They're great.
What are they, too mainstream now or something?
They're too pretentious for some people, I guess. And
Anti-Flag.
It's yeah, in you're the name. Surprised. Exactly. It's like when people are surprised that, I don't know,
yeah,
someone's an asshole.
I like the politics in music. Some people will shy away from it, but I like propaganda kind of stuff. You
right,
know?
Yeah, really. Of course.
Mill and Colin, we interviewed them a couple weeks ago. That was awesome.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
lucky.
Hell yeah. That was
to
honestly,
be able to see Mill and Colin.
That was
lucky.
Like my 14-year-old me was freaking out.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, hell yeah. This is so awesome. But they're in the news. They're the latest and probably greatest band to sit down for the stripped down sessions with the good folks at Punks in Vegas. Those are the guys they record people doing like solo acoustic stuff of their music.
Yeah.
And the band's bassist, lead vocalist, Nikola Sarkovic. Is it Sarkovic or Sarchovic? Anyway. Performed the solo set and played Chameleon from their latest album, True Brew, as well as throwing in a cover of Bob Dylan's The Man in Me and the classic Mill and Colin track, Bullion. Check out the videos on Dying Scene. I especially like Nikola's rendition of The Man in Me. Are you familiar with that song?
I'm not a Dylan fan.
No?
No.
Isn't? Big Lebowski. Yeah.
It's in the Big Lebowski?
It's in the Big Lebowski. Oh. The Man in Me will do any task.
Yeah, I you like, just... Yeah.
You don't like Big Lebowski? You gotta love that song just for that. Anyway, did the Tossers toss their fiddle player? That's next on the news. Sad news. For fans of Chicago Celtic punks, the Tossers. We'll let now former fiddle player Rebecca Brooke explain. Jeez, you should read this.
Because it's a girl. I love the Tossers too, by the way. Thanks to everyone in the Tossers, Victory Records, Million Yen Studios, and especially the fans who have been part of the past 13 years of music and adventure. The Tossers are an unstoppable force of nature that I'm proud to have been part of for such a long time. I'm looking forward to sharing new music, stories, and culture wherever we all go. Cheers.
Fantastic. Good reading skills,
thanks.
Elena. Appreciate it. The Tossers. So you're a fan?
Mm-hmm.
As you expect, the Tossers wished her joint success on all many paths she'll undoubtedly take via their own statement on their Facebook page. We'll keep you posted on any corresponding roster moves as they become available. And the Tossers' latest album, The Emerald City, was released in March 2013 on Victory Records. So... I also saw on Facebook that they're currently actively seeking a new fiddle player. All are welcome. You must be from Chicago or a current resident. You must be versed in traditional music, jigs, reels, hornpipes, etc. You must be of Irish or Irish American.
Oh my God, side. Is this like...
Probably South Side, but any side will do. You must be willing to tour at least twice a year. It would help if you enjoy a drink or two, but not necessary. Please leave a performance video and contact information. Message us here or at... anthony.duggins@yahoo.com. Cheers. Slante?
Slanche.
What is that? See,
it's,
I'm an idiot.
To your health, Irish.
All right.
Jargon. Slanche.
That's right. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Some coffee. while we peace out, because that's the end of the show, right? We're going to be done now. You're going to outro us and we're out of here.
All right, cool. Bobby, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for thinking of me. I hope I
added. No problem. Thank you for doing it on the fly.
Of course.
Okay.
That's how I do everything on the fly. yeah, I hope I can join you next week and we can do it again.
Hell yeah.
That'd be cool.
Let's set it up.
Yeah.
Let's set it up. And so next week, if you're down to do it, you'd be the music director. So you actually got to pick all the music.
Shut the fuck up.
Can you pick 10 songs? But there has to be brand new music.
Yeah, I can. I can.
Brand new music from DyingScene.com that you see covered on DyingScene.com.
Uh-huh.
I'll set you up with Elena, Venetia, DyingScene.com.
Uh-huh.
And then you can reach out to bands and shit like that and try to set stuff up.
All right.
Yeah?
Cool. Yeah, definitely.
All right.
That'd be great.
All right. Take us out.
All right. So this last track is by the UK folk punk act Smokey Bastard, who will be releasing their new album Back to the Drawing Room this coming November 13th via Bomber Music Records. We're unbelievably stoked to bring you the premiere of one of the band's most kick-ass tracks, Archipelago. Archipelago? Archipelago?
Archipelago?
Archipelago. Here's what Alid, the group's banjo player, had to say about the tune. Archipelago was one of the last tracks we wrote for the new album, and we feel it perfectly embodies the character of the new material. The video was directed by Ben Morris, who found time to shoot and edit before heading out on tour with Frank Turner in the States, and we couldn't be happier with the outcome. It's been a long process, but we're extremely excited to have the new material out in the open and for it to be finally making it into people's ears. Check out that video on dyingscene.com and pre-order the album now on vinyl, CD, or digital formats through Bomber Music. Here is Smokey Bastard with their new track, Archipelago, on Dying Scene Radio.
And just like me and Gavin McInnes were talking about, everybody is replaceable. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Bye.
Cheers, everybody. Adios.
to me, I can't bear let go.
Hey, we're Millencolin
from the country of Sweden.
And you're listening to
Dying Scene Radio.
Guys, what's it like having like the hottest women in the world right there?
It's awesome, man.
Awesome.
The Swedish bikini team, man.
Woo! You don't ever like, fancy yourself some Mexicans? Or
no. We're,
something different?
No, we're all Swedish, man. Come on.
We're Vikings, dude. We like the Viking women.
You're crazy, dude.
Dying Scene Radio.